This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose.
This is a story about several staff members of Assemblies of God World Missions who are making a miraculous recovery from COVID-19. One of them is Executive Director Greg Mundis. So stay tuned to find out more about his life-threatening battle with the coronavirus.
We live in troubled times. If you're searching for how to find peace in your life, this book will help you find the answer. In Our Eyes Are on You, Dr. Bob Sauvel, founding and senior pastor of Passion Church in Tucson, Arizona, shows how unshakable faith can make the impossible happen. Our Eyes Are on You will provide you with principles on how to strengthen your Christian faith. Without a deep and trusting relationship with God, prayer cannot be effective. Pastor Bob explores how to talk to God and get answers by first seeking a deeper relationship with Him. This guide for new and experienced Christian delves in the Bible's teachings about spiritual growth that fuels world-changing prayer. Discover more at bobsauvelle.com. That's Bob, Sauvelle.com, /our-eyes-r-on-you.
Assemblies of God World Missions announced that several of its personnel are making miraculous recoveries from COVID-19. One of them, Executive Director Greg Mundis, was fighting for his life before his health finally started improving. Mundis was in a medically induced coma for 5 weeks, says AGWM Advancement Director Randy Hurst. But thankfully, now, Mundis is out of ICU. He's reportedly off the ventilator, his infections have all cleared, and he's talking. On March 18th, AGWM announced Mundis had tested positive for COVID-19. His wife, Sandy, also contracted the virus. When Mundis tested positive, the AGWM shared a call to prayer on Facebook, asking everyone to intercede for complete healing of his lungs and kidneys and for the Spirit of God to fill his hospital room with God's healing presence. Mundis's condition kept growing worse, though, until, on March 31st, he was transferred to Barnes Jewish Hospital in St. Louis so he could receive treatment in a specialized pulmonary unit. On April 4th, he tested negative for the virus, and on April 22nd, he was allowed to go home to finish recovering. AGWM said on Facebook, "Greg continues to improve at a rapid pace, a reminder to all to never lose hope. We give thanks to the Lord for his healing, and we will continue to pray until he is well." End quote. But the Mundises were not the only ones to test positive for COVID-19. Other AGWM staff who got the virus included Northern Asia Regional Director Ron Maddox, Maddox's wife Penny, and Phyllis Bernigas, a missionary to Belgium. Maddox also struggled for his life during the illness, reports AGWM. The hospital let him go home April 2nd, and on April 14th, he posted a video on Facebook so he could thank the thousands of people who prayed for him. To watch the touching video Maddox posted, go to charismanews.com. Be sure to keep praying for everyone who has contracted COVID-19, and to keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast.
Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.